Van Meter head coach Eric Trudeau again. Coach, congrats on the win this past Friday. Going on the road, getting it done at Roland Story. Tell me a little bit about the victory for you guys. What stood out to you? What was the difference?
Yeah, it was a hard-fought game between two well-matched teams. Roland Story is extremely well-coached, and their kids play extremely hard, and they've got talented athletes all over the field, so that made it a challenge. I think what probably stood out was, you know, the turnover. We won the turnover battle. We got two interceptions and didn't turn the ball over, so we took care of the ball really, really well. And then we really won the field position battle, which is sometimes I think something that gets overlooked. You know, our starting field position was really, really good, and we were able to make Roland Story have to drive long fields every time they wanted to score. So I think that really, obviously, that puts your defense in a pretty good situation if you can do that.
Could you speak to the growth and development you've seen from your team this year? Could you quantify that in some words, just in terms of, you know, how far they've maybe come from week one to where you are now?
I think the attention to details, those things that I just mentioned that maybe get overlooked many times when, you know, all you're maybe concerned about is, you know, rushing stats or passing stats or, you know, how many yards you're giving up or points you're giving up. But, you know, what are your special teams doing to affect the game? How is field position impacting the game? How are you taking care of the football? You know, the little details are, you know, extremely important. And our kids have really embraced that as we have progressed through the season and now into the postseason.
Mm-hmm. On to another matchup on the road, Coach, at Mid Prairie. I know it's kind of early in the process, but what is that? What do they look like? What are some things that stand out about them?
Well, they're extremely well coached. They know what they want to do. Just from the little bit of film, I've just started digging into them. But once again, they run a very balanced attack. They've got a quarterback who's thrown for over 1,700 yards. They've got a running back who's rushed for almost 1,000 yards. And then they've got several receivers that have caught 15 or more passes. So an extremely balanced offense that really tries to spread you out and create space. And then their defense is going to force you to execute extremely well if you want to move the football. So very tough team.
Yeah. What do you think, Coach, is important for you guys in this particular matchup? Obviously, there's always the, you know, the penalties, the turnovers, and all this stuff that goes into every game. But what is important against, you know, Mid Prairie specifically?
Yeah, I think, you know, just staying in the moment more than anything else, not getting ahead of ourselves, you know, can't do anything without winning and focusing on this opponent. And last week doesn't get you anything for this game. That game's over and done with. And as good as that felt to go on the road and get a win, we've got, you know, kind of a doubly hard job this week. Every opponent is better. When you get to the final eight, everybody's good. Everybody has good players. And so we're going to have to continue to raise our level of play.
Yeah. Along those same lines, Coach, your district, obviously a very, very difficult district. I think there were four teams that were rated at one point this year. You, of course, played a difficult non-district. So how did this schedule this year set you up for the success that you've seen and may see?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, I think we're finding out that our early season schedule, our non-district schedule, and our district schedule has prepared us well. You know, Des Moines Christian was a playoff team in 3A. Winterset is a quarterfinalist in 3A, and Trainer is also a quarterfinalist in 1A. And, you know, so to think that two of our three non-district opponents are playing to go to the Dome, I think shows the quality of opponents. And those are two teams that we beat. And so, you know, hopefully our kids understand that we've been through the fire a little bit and we know what it takes, and we're going to continue to try and improve.
Eric Trudeau again, head coach, Van Meter football coach. Congrats again on making it this far. We wish you the best this week.
Thank you very much.